Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Marlon. Hey, Marlon. He sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for a story about monster trucks and Dr. Stinky Breath is gonna steal something? Oh no. Well, me too. Let's go.
Attention everyone, welcome to this weekend's Monster Truck Show. Please use the main entrance when entering.
What in the world? Is Marlon at a real monster truck show? Yes, this weekend is one of the world's biggest monster truck shows, which is where a whole bunch of monster trucks have all gotten together to show how big and strong and powerful they are. Have you ever seen a real monster truck before? They're absolutely amazing. Their tires are as big as a house. Well, almost as big as a house. And they can drive over the craziest things and fly through the air and do everything you can imagine. Monster trucks are awesome. And Marlon was so excited. As he walked through the front gate, he looked up and saw all the monster trucks just surrounding him. It was amazing. This was a dream come true. This was a birthday present from his parents to bring him to this monster truck show.
This is so awesome.
Marlon used his camera to take pictures of every single monster truck. Whoa, look at the tires on that one. And that one? Oh my goodness, look at the paint job on it. It's so cool looking. All the monster trucks looked different, but they were all epic. High up in the clouds, something stinky was going on.
All right, purple ninjas, hand me those binoculars over there. All right, do you see what I see down there?
What, boss? I see a whole bunch of people down there, but I don't know what they're doing.
Well, I see a bunch of monster trucks, and those ginormous tires would go perfectly with all of the robots that we're building to take over the world. So, tonight, when everybody is away and sleeping, I need you to sneak in and steal all of the tires from the monster trucks. Ha 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 ha!
It was a very long day, but Marlon loved every minute of it. You see, he got to even meet all the drivers of the monster trucks too. And tomorrow was the big race. The race of all the monster trucks would compete in, and Marlon couldn't wait. This was the main event. Today was you know, the meet and greet and being able to see the monster trucks and the drivers, but tomorrow, that is why everyone came, to see them race.
Oh, it's been a long day. Can we head back and come back tomorrow?
Said Marlon to his parents. Yeah, I think it's time to get going. Marlon grabbed all of his things and they went home to go to sleep. And while they were sleeping, something terrible happened. Marlon! Marlon, wake up! Wake up! That was his parents waking him up.
Oh,
is it time? Marlon stood straight up, but unfortunately, his parents, some not good news. Marlon, we're so sorry to tell you this, but someone stole all the tires off of the monster trucks last night. They don't know who did it, and because of that, the race has been canceled.
No!
Shouted Marlon.
Oh, I've been waiting for this all year long. Who would do such a thing?
We've got to stop them.
We've got to rescue those tires.
Jax! Where are you? Jax, come here! Jax was Marlon's pet dog, who was really good at sniffing and smelling. You know how some dogs are really good at finding something? Yeah, Jax was really good at that. Well, I think we should still go, and maybe Jax can look around for clues, and maybe we can even find the tires. Okay. Well, we didn't have any other plans, so let's get in the car and let's go. Marlin, Jax, and his parents got in the car and drove back to the monster truck rally. As they pulled in, the parking lot was completely empty. No one had come because the race had been canceled. All right, Jax, let's take a look around. Marlin and Jax walked around the whole venue looking for a smell or a clue or something. Oh, Jax must have found something. Marlin ran as fast as he could to catch up to Jax, and sure enough, Jax had found some very strange markings in the ground. Look at this. Marlin took some pictures of it, and wow, this looks really weird. You see, he was looking at something in the dirt that looked like someone had dragged some really heavy things through here into the forest. This is so weird. Jax, should we keep looking? I think that was Jax's way of saying, oh, definitely. Marlin and Jax followed this trail of, it looked like something really heavy had been dragged through the dirt here. Strange. As they went deeper into the forest, deeper and deeper they went. They heard some commotion.
All right, well, the boss is, he's going to be so happy. Look at all these tires. We got every single one of them.
I know. He's going to be so happy with us.
Holy smokes, I was not ready for this. Those are purple ninjas. Marlin said to himself. He was on the spy team, but he did not know that he would need to be a spy today. Well, it's a good thing that his pet dog Jax was also on the team and always brought his spy gear with him. Jax, come here. Come here, boy. Jax ran right over to Marlin, and Marlin reached in the backpack. Yeah, some dogs have backpacks, and Jax always has his spy gear with him. Marlin reached inside of the backpack and called into HQ. HQ, come in. This is Marlin, over.
Shh. Marlin, what's going on? Did you find something for us?
Yes, I did. The purple ninjas, I don't know why, but they stole all the tires from the monster trucks. Have you heard any other reports of this?
Yes, that does make a lot of sense. We've been tracking them, and they're trying to build some kind of giant robot. And I bet they're using those giant tires for their robots. We'll send out a team and give you a hand. We'll be right there. Over and out. HQ sent a spy team to help Marlin save the rest of the tires that were in that giant pile in the forest. The purple ninjas were able to get away with some of the tires, but Marlin had saved the monster truck rally. They were able to get all the tires back on the monster trucks based on all the pictures that Marlin had taken. And 3, 2, 1, go! That was the sound of the monster truck race. Marlin's dream had finally come true. And it was all because of him and his dog, Jax, who saved the day. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Maya from Boston, Massachusetts, Holden from Portland, Oregon, Remy from South Africa, Luca from California, Libby from New Zealand, Nyla, Kaylin, and Connor from British Columbia, Canada, Austin and Jonah from the Bahamas, and Juliet from Pennsylvania. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!